It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Waxahachie, Katie Crutchfield, sitting with us.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm tired and busy, but I'm okay.
I know. And Out in the Storm, the new album, is generating a lot of attention, a lot of positive reception. And things do get busier when that happens, doesn't it?
That's what it seems like, yeah. That's what I've been told and what my experience thus far has been, yes.
We sometimes gently refer to it as the year of hell, when suddenly everybody wants to talk to you and there's a million blogs and a million things to do and there's no time to be Katie. But we appreciate you coming out here today. Would it be... Are you sick of the record being referred to as a breakup record?
I don't know. I think I'm trying to like embrace it because it is happening so much. And I mean, I really love that idea of like just going through something that is like so hard and sort of having something to give you some comfort, you know, like through that and to like relate to, if like people are getting that from the album, that's great for me. So I'm trying to just look at it that way, put a positive spin on it. If that's what, cause breakup records are like, you know, that they're
universal.
They're universal, yeah. And they're so, yeah, just so powerful and relatable. And like, I think that if that is how people are like reacting to it, I'm going to embrace that. I think that that's cool.
But there is, usually, when you get into first-person confessional, sometimes you get the late-night text upon first listen from certain people that
right.
might have something to say about the records. Did how much of that enters your mind when you're really pouring your heart and soul into that kind of song?
I guess
it's
enters
out in the world.
It's out in the world. Yeah, the person that the song's about and I are not on speaking terms. So it, you know what, like it's okay. No, it never worried me too much.
No,
and I also felt like I needed to say all of that stuff. And if it wasn't directly to the person, then I wanted to put it out in the world. And I think like kind of to circle back, I think that being so hyper specific about my own experiences is just going to make the record kind of more relatable to the listener, which is important.
And feel
to
true.
Me. Yeah.
Feel true. Feel real.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to
in this particular record, you've talked about how you felt like, perhaps as a form of catharsis, I don't know, you raised the energy level on this record, both in sonic and certainly emotionally. Was that driven by the emotions of the record or a desire to just, you know,
It was sort of like
turn up the amp.
Right, yeah. It was sort of like a, well, it's like a twofold answer. So the first time that sort of came up that was going to be a thing on this record was when I knew that I wanted to record the record with my live band. And mm-hmm. actually, like, for years, I've kind of had the same band, and we do have a lot more energy, I think, live than we did, or than we do on records, and that's because it's a totally different band. And so I knew that I wanted that, and I knew that would translate that way. And I was pretty, like, into it and excited about it. And once we kind of got in the room together and were, like, fleshing out all these songs that, you know, were up until then sort of, like, simplified versions of what they turned out to be on the record. And I knew that I wanted to work with John and Yellow, so, like, the other fold of that is sort of, once we got in the room, everything got, like, super energetic and, like, bigger, and I was into that. And then I started to work with John, and John's kind of known for that, you know, mm-hmm. like that kind of, just like he's a guitar rock kind of producer a lot of the time. I mean, he's very versatile, but that is like, you know, kind of what he's known for. So those two things, I think, probably ended up being the big reason why it turned out to be kind of a rock record and like a loud sort of energetic rock record at that.
You mentioned the band, and we should allow you to introduce the band, because they're here today and they got up too. So why don't you tell us who's all here playing with you?
Sure. So on guitar and keyboards and harmonies, I have my sister, Allison Crutchfield.
Do you guys like get a discount as traveling as twins?
No, I wish. That would be so nice.
Let's check that out. There may be a twin discount.
There should be perks for twins because we have to share a birthday and like, you know, kind of like half an identity and all that stuff. Yeah, that's a good question.
I'll look it up for you.
Thank you. On the drums, I have Ashley Arnwine. And on bass guitar, I have Catherine Simonetti. And on lead guitar, we have our newest addition, Allie Donahue.
Those all happen to be women.
Well, it's sort of like one of our members is non-binary, so it's not all women, but it's no men. So and in my crew either. It's all, non-men, which we're very into. I mean, mostly I think that it's cool to have that visibility, but also I think it's just like it's a nice way for us to travel. It's who we surround ourselves with, you know what I mean? And it's really the first time I've ever done that, and it's been magical.
The Crisis of the Van.
Oh, yeah.
Please, I know that for the folks that saw you at the Regent, walk them through, you know, these are some of the challenges that a band has on the road.
You know, I was saying I've been really, really lucky over the years. I have never really had a huge catastrophe, knock on wood. But this was the first time that the van has, like, my own van has, like, just completely broken down. But luckily we got it to LA and it is going to be fixed tomorrow. So everything is looking up for us. There was a moment where we were pretty sure we were just going to have to leave it behind. So it's we're turning it around.
Well, let's say a prayer for that. And if we thought we could get a discount out of the garage it was at, we'd say it on the air. See if they'd lower the rate for you. Oh. You can check with them later. We'll throw in some free advertising to try to bring down that cost. But in all seriousness, now the support band, I believe the story I've been told is that the support band came and got you and brought you to the...
The two support bands did. It was amazing. Both of them came through for us. Cayetana, they have a trailer hitch on their van. So they hitched our trailer to their van and they drove all of our gear and some of our people to LA from Salinas. And then Snail Mail picked up the rest of the people. And yeah, everybody kind of showed up. It was just really cool. They came to our rescue.
Now, you just mentioned earlier that you have your own internal community with the members of the band. But isn't it great when that's coming together when you're doing some touring with people and you see them all just step right up and say, come on, we got your back.
Yeah, totally. There's so much camaraderie. It's really, really great. And yeah, we've been really, really lucky. I like to try and pick bands to come out with us kind of based on that stuff a little bit too. I mean, obviously those two bands are amazing musically, but it's also like just good people that I knew that I could, you know, count on.
My fears, I was losing my mind, yeah.
You don't get much time off. So coming out here today and doing this session means a lot to us. And let's just hope that the success keeps building and building, and all the touring and all these kind of things continues to help grow the legacy of Waxahachie. We want to
thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for having me. That's very nice to say.
Well, it's Waxahachie. Well, it's been live on 88.5 KCSN.